2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, congratulations to the Nationals, the Washington Nationals, that is. They're going to the World Series. They swept the Cardinals last night.
Here at the top of the ninth inning, Nationals park in a frenzy. The Nationals are one out away from a first ever trip to play for baseball's world championship. Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting, and he makes the catch. He makes the catch. Bang! Zoom down the fireworks.
I get chills. I love baseball.
It is so much fun. Amazing, because the Washington Nationals lost their best player. Bryce Harper went to go play with the Phillies. He signed a $330 million contract to play for the Phillies, left the Nationals, and now they didn't fall on their faces. Now they're in the World Series.
Well, that's the upside of the story. But as usual, you know, my nickname is Debbie Downer. So there's one problem, and it was with the relief pitcher. He missed game one of the series. Can you believe this guy? He ignites a heated debate over priorities. That's right. Relief pitcher Daniel Hudson missed game one to be with his wife for the birth of their daughter. And some people are just not okay with that. How dare he, David?
Debbie, first of all, it was his third child. So this wasn't even the first child. This is like, I've already been there, done that. And there's a ball game going on. And you're not showing up. Millions of dollars, $5.5 million a year, and you're choosing family over fame. Who knew?
It's the reason I wanted to talk about this, Dave. Priorities. What are our priorities? There was a CBS sports commentator and also the former Miami Marlins president, David Sampson, had a couple of different takes on Twitter. Unreal that Daniel Hudson is on paternity list and missing game one of hashtag NLCS. Only excuse would be a problem with the birth or health of a baby or mother. If all is well, he needs to get to St. Louis. Inexcusable. Will it matter? Hashtag wait to see.
It didn't matter, but holy cow, that's a bold statement. That right there tells you a little bit about the priorities of ball players and owners, general managers. They live and die, and they see nothing more important than the game. And Debbie, I got a little bit of a taste of that. I don't know if I've told you this story. There's actually a story I haven't told you, but okay. I had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals.
Yep, you told me the story. But I want to hear it again.
I'm pretty certain I didn't tell you the story. But anyway, it was shocking to me as I went down there and I was playing with the other athletes, their commitment to the game. It was singular. They played baseball. That's where the focus was. And one of the guys I befriended down there, he ended up playing 15 years in the league. But he said, oh, yeah, I break up with my girlfriend during the season so I can focus exclusively on baseball, so I don't have any distractions. So he would literally break up with his girlfriend so he could focus 100% on baseball. Huh. And at that moment, I realized this is a different world. I didn't realize what it took to make it. And he ended up making it. But it was an insight. So when I saw that tweet, it didn't surprise me, because there are people, there are baseball people that honestly believe that you should be showing up to work. You're getting paid $5.5 million a year, and this is the most important time of the year in the playoffs, crucial games, and you're going to choose a baby over that, a baby birth?
The birth of your third child. We're talking about relief pitcher Daniel Hudson with the Nationals. missed game one of the series. Of course, the Nationals swept the Cardinals last night. The reason we're talking about this is he missed it because of the birth of a baby. Now, I'm a mom of three. I gave birth three times. Let me tell you what. My husband wasn't there each time. There would have been a big problem. There would have been a rift within the relationship for sure. In fact, Daniel Hudson spoke after, spoke just before game two about why he missed game one.
You know, my wife, she's a rock star. You know, she's been around, obviously, the game just as long as I have. She knows kind of what's going on. And obviously, we didn't exactly plan to have a baby in the middle of the playoffs. But like you said, you plan something and stuff goes crazy. So, you know, everybody within the Nationals organization was completely 100% on board with our plan, and really thank Mike and Davey for being understanding, and all the guys as well. You know, I got lots of outpours of love and great messages I got yesterday. It was really, really nice to get, and really appreciate all the support.
I love that. I love it. I love that he understands it. His teammates, everyone understands it except this Yahoo that's tweeting out from CBS Sports, hey, show up to your job.
Well, his teammate defended him. He says on Twitter, if your reaction to someone having a baby is anything other than congratulations, I hope everybody's healthy. I'll let you fill in the blank on that. That's exactly how I felt. The tweet should have read, I hope everybody is happy, healthy, congratulations, mom and dad. And, oh yeah, what's the baby's name? We want to shift this conversation. Of course, we're still continuing to monitor all the news that's happening. I think the president finally wrapped up the press conference. But, of course, our team of reporters and producers still looking into that horrible situation that ended so wonderfully up in Centerville earlier today when that train crashed into a car. Both the trooper who saved the driver and the driver okay, we're happy to report, following that story. We want to continue this conversation. Do you shame people for taking a day off?
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordas. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.